three lines from the bottom. Hama Rav Ade Barave, Hai Kishrese, Mevolchen Ilave, Boirei Atzei Besomen. So Kishrese, Rashi says, is Koisht. That's one of the Psomen, Besomen, and that in the Ktairis. So you make Boirei Atzei Besomen. Because you take this Ba'en, and you make a Baruch on it. Aval Mishre Kvishe, so Rashi says, Mishre Kvishe, Shemen, Sheboi Tomun HaKosh, that there is, a person has Shemen, that was Koilet the Reyach of this Kishras of the Kosh, Va Shemen Meiriach Min HaBoisim Shebesoichoi. That means, it seems the Kosh is not near it to the naked eye, one sees the Shemen. But there is Tomon in the Shemen, there's Koisht on the bottom. But there's only visible the Shemen. Avol Mishcha Kvisha Loi, because what he sees the Mishcha Kvisha, and the Mishcha that there was Kovosh, the Koisht, the Mishcha you can't make Boirei Atzei B'Somim, because the Shemen is not Boirei Atzei B'Somim. Even though it has the Reyach of Atzei B'Somim, you can't make it. And the koish that's tomun b'soichoi, you can't make on that either, since it's tomun. He doesn't see it. He's holding the shemen. But Rav Kahana omar, afilu mishcha kvishe. Rav Kahana says, afilu mishcha kvishe, one can also make, boirei atzei psomen. Avo mishcha tchino loy. So this Rashi loy hoil vein nire leinenu ala shemen. That was the svore of Rav Ade Barava. We don't see the koish. We only see the shemen. And Rav Kahane says, so geit me nisht on that I don't see the koish. But lemaise, the koish is there. So memele, and that is giving out the reya. So one can make boirei atzei psomim, even though it's not nire leinenu. Well, mishchot chine, but what happens if they ground it? Shetochnu boi kishrese. So then, one cannot make boirei atzei psomim. Now, doi omri, afilu mishchot chine, one can also make boirei atzei psomim. So according to Rashi, let's say we paskin according to Nerdoi, so the chiddush is because there's also a be'en in the shemen. The ground koish is also there, boirei atzei psomim. But let's say if one would take the shemen and would sieve it and there would be no be'en anymore, so then according to Rashi, one could not make boirei atzei psomim. And l'cheira, one should make boirei minei psomim. According to Rashi, one only makes boirei atzei psomim when the Eitzim of the Besomim are still around, even though they're in a ground form. But if they're not here anymore, one cannot make Boirei Atzei Besomim. That is Shitas Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Mishche Kvishe, Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Shamanu Merabiseinu, Shekoivshim Shumshemin. They're Koivish, Shumshemin, sesame seeds, Uvered in roses, va'atzei psomim, zman merube. V'keultim ha-shumshemim reyach shel besomim. And the shumshemim, since it's together with the atzei psomim and the vered, so it gets the reyach. The moichik v'soichtim, v'toichnim oisom. Then you take out the shumshemim, and you're toichin the shumshemim. V'yesh boi reyach shel psomim. And it has a reyach of psomim. That is mishcha kvishe. That is mishcha kvishe. That it was kovush together with the shumshemin. So this mishcha, this oil that comes out, that is pressed and grinds from the shumshemin, this has a reyach of atzei psomim, and one can make boirei atzei psomim on this. That is mishcha kvishe. What is mishcha tchine? Korev letchinosoi noisnim aleyem atzei psomim, ve'enei koilet kol kach areyach. So according to Taisvis, in both tziyurim, There is no ba'en whatsoever. There's no atzei psamim. The shumshimim was koilet the reyach of atzei psamim. There's a klora machloikis Rashi in Taisvis. According to Rashi, you need a ba'en, even if it's ground, so you still have atzei psamim here. So you can make a brocha atzei psamim. According to Taisvis, there's no ba'en. You are smelling the reyach of atzei psamim that was niklat in the shumshimin, but there's no ban. The afal pikein you can make boirei atzei psamim. The Rashba asks a kasha, which is l'chayre according to Taisvitz. The Rashba asks, we learned before that by duvshe de tamri, if a person stretches out the juice of tamarim or of all peiris, one makes a shahakil. So we see that hayoytzi min apri is not kepri atzmoi. You only make a brocha on the pri if you're eating the pri. A something, the juice from a pri is not the pri. So why is it that the reyach of the psomim is a din of the psomim? He also don't have the bien of the psomim. This is only a reyach of the psomim. That's the Rashba's kasha, which is only shver according to Taisvitz. So the Rashba answers, it's very sosum. So the Rashba answers, hosum ulegabi achiloson, avol bereichon loy, by achilid halacha is taka like that. That the yoytze min ha-peiri does not have the same broch as the pri alone. But by reich it's not like that. But the Rashba is very unclear. The magi and the Rashba, teichen tzu amogin avrom, in simen reish tazayin sifkotn zayin, and the Magen Avraham says there's a yesaidis the kechilik. The mei peiris, that's duvshe de tamri, ein lohem tam keha peiris. That means factually you're not tasting the peiri when you taste the juice of the peiri. Maybe it's a tam kolosh, but this is not the tam of the peiri. So therefore one cannot make the birches ha-peiri on the juice of the peiri, because you are not tasting the tam of the peiri. Forget we once mentioned the chilik that if a person goes and quetches out the juice of a peiri, there's no din of ola. One ain soifkin es arboim ela yoytzim in azaisim vanovim bulvad. If a person will make juice out of any pri of ola, that's called zeye ba'alme. V'aval pikein, there's a klal tam ke'iker. Taisus in psochem es tekashe, tam ke'iker is a deraisa, yoloika on tam ke'iker. So others say a teretz, because when you cook the peiri, so then the cooking process extracts the tam from the iker peiri. And when you have the tam of the iker peiri, then you're like it. The juice is not the iker peiri. And therefore, by meishleikis, if you cook a peiri, so memela, the liquid that is cooked together with the peiri, you also make the same broche as the birchas ha-peiri. So that lechere is pshat in the Magen Avraham's teretz. The Magen Avraham answers as follows. Mei peiris ein lehem tam keha peiris. So therefore, the broche on mei peiris, you can't say boire priyoetz. This is not the priyoetz, and it doesn't even taste like the priyoetz. Avol hoche meiriach kehapsomim atzma. But the reyach that is niklat in another inyan, that is the same reyach. It is not a class B reyach. That is the same reyach that you smell from the atzei psomim. So when you smell the shumshimin, Taisvis holds you can make a broche boirei atzei psomim, even though the etzim are not ben. Omar Rav Gidl Omar Rav. Hai Simlak Mevorchin Ilave Boirei Atzei Psomen. What is the Simlak? The first few words in Rashi, they say it is a Grai, so let us see. Rashi starts, Vahu Min Esav. There are two days. In Shulchan Aruch they brought down 3 days what Simlak is. One day is Yasmin, Kairon Lai Beloshin Yishmoel. That's one shot. And they bring down from Rashi, Vuhu min Esev, it's a type of a grass, Sheyesh boi sholosh shurei shel alin, Zu lemaylo mizu, Ushloisha alin lechol shurei. Bekitzer, it's a type of a Esev, that is meriach, and you make boirei atzei psomim. Omar Rav Chananel Omar Rav, hani chilfi diyame, mevorchen alayu, boirei atzei psomim. You also make boirei atzei psomim, chilfi diyame, boisim shekoiren ashpig, vushi boilis nerd, v'osi ke'en giv oilei pishto. This is similar to giv oilei pishto. Maitro vihi helosom hagago vatitmenem bepishtei ha'etz. Now there's a yisaidistike machloikis harishainim. What is pshat in this gemara? The shittes hara'o, the shittes haritva is that even though we have klolim in hilches bilches haperes, what is considered an eitz and what is not considered an eitz? A banana, you make a boire priyadome, even though there is an eitz. But a tree that does not last mishana lishana is not called an ilon. You make a boire priyadome, if it withers and it grows up again, that is not considered an eitz. An eitz is something that lasts. The trunk lasts and branches come out from it each year and that is called an eitz. There are klolim in hilchis eitz. Now there's a machloikis harishainim. By we have here a bracha boirei atzei psomim and boirei izbei psomim. Now, in order to make the bracha of boirei atzei psomim, do you need hilchis eitz? Or no? That's tafke by boirei priho eitz. Atzei psomim does not need hilchis eitz. So the shittes hara'o is that the birchas apsomim one does not need hilchis ilon. As long as the giver, the stem is hard, so that's called an eitz. He says, lo yitzuya, in these suyurim, the simlak, and this chilfi, the yame, if a peri would grow out of it, you'd make bayre priyadomo. This isn't an eitz, this isn't an eitz in hilchas birchas haperitz. But by the bracha of psamim, there the terminology of eitz means something hard. As long as it's not soft, that's called an eitz. And that's it. Omar mazutre maikro vehi aloso magago vatitmenem bepishtei ha'etz. So the Gemara brings up, pishtim is also not an eitz. It's not a tree. But al koponim, you see that sometimes an eitz is called what is hard, even though it's not an ilon. So memele, by hilchis psomim, you can make a brocha atzei psomim. That's the shittes hara'o and the shittes haritvo. And the biraloch is mitzadid that Rashi also holds like that. Because Rashi says simlak, v'hu min esev. Rashi says that's a min esev. And Rav says you make boirei atzei psomim. So how does it stim? Because Rashi holds like the ra'o. That in yesod it's an esev. The min is an esev. You would make a boirei priyadoma theoretically. As long as the stem is hard, one can make a atzei psomim. That is shittes hara'o and ritvo and l'chayre shittes rashi also. The shittes ha'oruch and other rishainim is that you need an eitz with hilchis eitz. So al kochach you have to say these minim, the simlak and this chilfi, the yame, are mamish and eitz. There's a tree that lasts, or a bush that lasts from year to year. What is the Gemara bringing a raya? V'hi alosam maikro, the Gemara's bringing a posik. V'hi alosam agaga vatitmenem bepishtei ha'etz. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that even though it is soft, that means in this is one characteristic that is not, we don't find by all eitzim. All eitzim, usually they're hard. And this is comparably soft. It also could have a shame eitz because pishton is also called an eitz even though lemaise it is not hard as a normal eitz. So that's how they learn pshat in the Gemara. That the raya is that characteristic of eitz that it should be normally hard as an eitz is that it could be called an eitz even though it is not so hard. Hai nalkim deganu nise. Mevolchin ilave boire atse besomim. And all these meaning, we can say what the Olcha Shulchan says. He brings down all the meaning, and he says, I don't really know what these meaning are, but just have the klolim. As long as we know the klolim, we'll find the meaning, we'll be able to figure it out. Al kaponim, nalkim de ganonise, mevolchin ilave boire atse besomim. You make boire atse besomim. The dabra, the same nalkim, which does not grow cultivated in a garden, but grows wild in a field, boire izbei psomim. Now, what is the difference between, what's the difference where it grows? So, l'chayre, it is also tali in the machlokes we mentioned before. The Mishnah Berurah says pshat, and l'chayre, this is according to the shita that you need mamish hilchis eitz. So he says as follows, Hagodul begine, that which grows in a gine, neva. So people cultivate it, umashki moisam, va'afal pi she'etzoi misyavesh, the eitz, the stem dries up, obo miskayim hu lishona habo. But with cultivation, it still remains the next year, so it has a hilchas eitz. Avol didabro misyavesh ke'esev v'hoylech loy. The dabra, without cultivation, it dies, so it doesn't, so in the dabra, it does not have a shame eish, no, there's a shame eish, there's a shame eish. The ritva says pshat, could be l'shitosa, because the ritva can't say this pshat, the ritva holds you don't need hilchis eish, so the ritva says, the ginu nise koshin, the dabra rakin. According to him, the whole criteria is, if the stem is hard or soft, so memela, that's the chilik. The Gnanisa somehow is hard, and the Dabra is soft. Omar Rav Sheishish, Ani Sigli, Vorchin Olayu Boire Izbei Psomim. The Sigli one makes Boire Izbei Psomim. Omar Marzutre, Hayman de Murach Besroige, a person that smells an Esrig Oibachavushit, there's another Peiri that has a nice Reyach, Oimer borech shenosan reyach toiv bepeiris. There, anu, since this is in Yesod HaPeiri, the Iker is its oimed lachile, so therefore one makes nosan reyach toiv bepeiris. Hayman de murech besroigel, let us say toisvis, vachavushim meborech, vedavke shemeriach behem, that he's taking it only lehoriach. So then, since it has this shimush also, one makes a brocha. Avolim bo lechel mehem, but if he's going to eat it, and we could learn pshat and toisvis, and he's going to eat it, no, agavulche, he smells it also, and he has hanor from the smell, avol pikein, if his intent is not lehoriach, no, it's a reyach that's bo loi bal kochoi, so since his intent is not lahoriach, and it is not miyuchid, it's not osi lahoriach, he's taking to eat it, ein levorech birches reyach ki im birches achila. That means there is no issel whatsoever to smell it. Because the birches reyach is only when you're miyachid it lahoriach. But if you're taking it lahachila, even though you have anor, and you're permitted to have anor, you do not make a broch. Omar Rav Yehuda, Haimam de Nofik v'yoymei Nisan. The person goes out, Chodesh Nisan, Tkufes Nisan, v'chozi iloni de Mekom Olavlevi, and he sees trees which are blossoming. These are fruit trees which usually before the fruit comes out, one sees blossoms. Omar Boruch Shleichisel v'ilomei Klum, uvoravoy b'riyois toivois, this the Shleima Mishnase explains. This is not, even though till now we were speaking about Bilches Horeyach, this is not Bilches Horiyah, because Hanoas Horiyah, one does not make a broche. But the Indian is, this is as Abchina of Bilches Tchiyas HaMeisim, that one is witnessing how Elon was dead the whole winter, and now it's coming back to life. So that's not on the Hanoas Ari, it's a Shevach to the Rabbein Shloilam, on the Chiyus that he's regenerating in the Ilonais each year. Omar Rav Zutre Bar Tuvye Omar Rav Minayim Shemevolchin Al Hareach. How do you know the Bechlal that one makes a Barocha Al Hareach? Shenema Kela Nishomo Tahalil Ko. That is a Chiyiv Hillel and the Nishomo Kela Nishomo Tahalil Ko. Eize Dovor Shanishomo Nehenis Mimenu Ve'ein Haguf Nehne Mimenu. So the Gemara brings a pasuk that is achiyev levorech al horeach. The Tzlach says that mistaver this brach is this pasuk is an asmachta, because if birchas hanenim, the Gemara in beginning of Ketzad Mevorchim said the svaru asaladim honis baylam azeh b'loy brache, in the brache rishain is a darabonon. It is that way. So why should Birchas Hareach be a deraisa? So he says it's a smachte. So if it's a smachte, so why do you need a special asmachte for Reach? The whole thing is a svara. Svara od osel odam lehoni spoilam azeh beloi broche. That's a tzlach's kashe. So the tzlach answers a very interesting teretz. I see the tzlach says this teretz, and I see Rabbi Yonison says this teretz. Because the Gemara says in the beginning of Ketzad Mevorchim that Kol Hanene V'Oilam Azeh B'Loi Brocha is Mo'al. There's a Isser Me'ile. There's a Isser Kodesh and there's a Isser Me'ile. So the Tzlach says, but the Halacha is that Kol Umare V'Reyach Ein Behem Mishu Me'ile. We see by Reyach, if a person is Meriach, Areyach of the Ktoire, Slacha Shetala, Tamrosoi, there's no din Me'ile, so we see that even by Kodesh alone, there's no Isser Me'ile, so I would think there's no Chiyev Broche. If the guidelines Chazal put down, the Chazal were Medame, in Yoni Olam Hazik, Kodesh, is Nana Mina Kodesh, Kodesh Gavoya, Kodesh Ilulim, so it can't be better than Kodesh. So if there's no Isser Me'ile, by Reach, I would think there's no Issa Me'ile, there's no Chiyev Broche. So here the Gemara's Machadish and Asmachta that there is a Chiyev Broche, even though there's no Issa Me'ile. I really don't understand the Tzlach at all, because the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Mamish Pum Faker, the Gemara says that if a person is Meriach from Ktoiris, before they were Baal of the Ktoiris, he's Moal. After the mal of the Ktoiris, there's no din me'ile, because kol dovo shenases mitzvos ayin ma'alim boy. The whole din me'ile is, kol zman it's miyuchid l'gavoya, if I'm taking it, so I'm stealing something from Hegdish. After it was nases mitzvos, so Hegdish doesn't need it anymore, therefore there's no din me'ile. The Gemara says, klo by reich past me'ile. Reich is yesh by mamish. No, the whole reason this ain't by me'ile is because it's nases mitzvos. So I can't begin to understand what Havamina there should be. Reich ein by Mila is only Lachash and Asas Mitzvose. So what connection does it have to have a Havamina that there should not be Yachiev Broche? I mean, the Pashtis, you need an Asmachta, because it's a more of a less Aruchni is the Kehano, and the Shomen and is, by that the Simin, there's Anoa Gufni also Mustame. The Neshama, perhaps, the Iker Ano, the Neshama derives, the Guf also derives a Ktsas Ano. The Shaila is, not on all Hanois does one make a Broche. We once mentioned the Ramban in Broche says, there's Anois Rechitze, Anois Siche, one does not make a Broche. So we have to have guidelines. So Adovor Shenichnas L'Soich HaGuf, Znat Sachila, Reach is a Anois Gerua. Without an asmachte, one would think that there's no chiyuv. So we have an asmachte, kol haneshama tahalel ko. Yeah. Va'omar Rav Zutre bar Tuvye, omar Rav, asidim bachure Yisrael sheyitnu reyach toiv kalavone. Shenemar, that la'osid lovoy de bachure Yisrael, the goyin is geiris bachure Yisrael. Here it says also geiris bachure Yisrael shaloi toamu tam chayt. The goyin says not only loi toamu tam chayt shaloi heirichu reya chayt. That means, and the Shleima Mishnosa is mamtik a little, that that's a gewaldike gvure. Shaloi toamu tam chayt shaloi heirichu reya chayt. So that zikr came about because their neshama was mizgaba over their guf. So memele, the neshama that's miyuchid l'reyach, so that neshama will be sheyitnu reyach toiv kalavone. Shenemar yelchu yoin koisov v'hi kizayis hoidoi v'reyach loi kalavone. That they'll have reyach kalavone. Rashi says, Malkim chavatzelos hashorim balalochus gdoilis. So they say this is a rose. Beganenisa agodol begine sigli v'yulish violets. Others say chavushim kudunaish pelas lisnois lihoneis kalavonein shemerichin alav uprochem. The Omar Rav Zutre Bar Tuvye Omar Rav Maidach Siv Esakel Oso Yofe Beitoy. It seems now we're bringing all the memories of Rav Zutre Bar Tuvye Omar Rav. What is Pshat that Shlomo Melech said Esakel Oso Yofe Beitoy? Melamei Shekol Echad VeEchad Yipeloi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Umnosoi Befono. The Rashi, Yifaloi umnosoi, vafilu bursi, noeloi umnosoi. The Rabbeinu Shalom created. The Chavis Albovis and Shara Bitochen says that if a person wants to know what parnosa will be matzliach, or what parnosa should be oisik in, Atzloch is not totally in the parnos, it's totally in the Rabbeinu Shalom, but there's a din hishtablus that the person has to do. What parnos should it be, Yosik? So each person has a netiyah to a different oifen of parnos. And that seems, so therefore, if he has a netiyah, so that's what he should be Yosik in. But not only that he has a netiyah, it seems he enjoys it. Vafilu bursi noeloyum nosay. That means even though the leches habursi is lochera degrading oifen of parnose, is a reyach ra, but he enjoys it. Va'osa kodesh baruch hu kain. The Rabbeinu Shalom made it. Shlo yechsar ha'olam umnes. That means if everyone would have the same tastes, so there would be many professions that would not be existent in the world. And the world needs these professions also. So the Rabbeinu Shalom created that the people who are mu'usid for these professions have a liking to these professions and these pulas. Omar Rapapa Haini da Omri Inchi Toru le Koire le Dover Acher Vihu di Day of it or Bahula di Day Ozu. What the Sarashi says Koire Racha Godl Bedekel. This is the branch that grows on the column before it gets hard. Tola oisa lechazer. So lechere the chazer has this rach and he can eat it without making it dirty. It was given some clean food. For hu yigalgalenu ba'ashpe. Before he'll eat it, he'll take this in the ashpe. Even though he doesn't have to search in the ashpe for this, it was presented to him on a silver platter. Shezui imnosoi. He enjoys, he enjoys this oifen of chayim. V'omar Rav Zutre Bar Tuvye Omara Avuka Kishnayim, that a person is going balayla and there's a chash of mazikim, so and he's carrying a torch with him, so this is equivalent Kishnayim. V'yoreyach Kishloisha, if the moon is shining, so that's equivalent to Shloisha. Iboyilu, so the Gemara clears a shayla. Avuka kishnayim. What does that mean? Bahadi didei. Does that mean that avuka is considered one, and he's also going, so it's considered like two people are walking? Aidum avuke kishnayim levar mididei. Could be avuke kishnayim without him. Aces, and with him it's three. Toshma v'yoreyach kishloisha. Yamrit b'shloime bahadi didei. If you say the yoreyach is equivalent to two, and with him it's three, shapir. Eli yamrit levar mididei, that yoreyach alone is three, and with him it's four, arbo lomali. There's episode maila of four walking. But Omar Mar, he said klolim in Shadim as follows. L'echot nire umazik. To one person, it's nire. One can see the shade and it's mazik. L'shnayim nire ve'enay mazik. But the nire alone, I suppose, could bring a pachat, but it won't be mazik. L'shloisha enay nire kolike. So memelo we see three is sufficient. So why does he have to say Yoreach Kishloisha, which would mean with him it's Arbo? Why do you need this Cheshbon of Arbo? Elalav Shmamino Avuke Kishnayim Bahadi Didei Shmamino, and Yoreach will be Shloisha Bahadi Didei. Rabbi Yonasan Zecheinu Levracha brings from someone that they wanted to say that that's Pshat in Pasuk. In Pasuk state, there's one Pasuk says, Chayne Malach Hashem Soviv Lireyo. So there it speaks about one Malach. Then it says, Ki Malachov Yitzav Aloch Lishmolcha B'chol D'Rorach D'Lchecha. There it speaks about two Malachim. So Rabbi Yonasan brings that pshat is as follows. If a person, if there are two Yireyim, so you only need one more. So Chayne Malach Hashem Soviv Lireyo. If there's Yireyov, so one Malach is sufficient. There's only one person walking, ki malochov yitzav aloch lishmocha b'chol d'rochecha. The Ben Yayodo says, could be this is pshat and posik, v'roiv sholoim ad b'li yoreach. That the time will come, la'osid lovoi, that there will be sholoim ad b'li yoreach, will not need the tziruf of the yoreach. Rashi, Avuke kishnei b'nei odo, le'inyin ayetzi b'layla, omar mar, ayetzi odom yechidi b'layla, al tzachshash av mazikim. So, akaponim avuke kishnei b'nei odom, v'yoreach kishloyshe, v'yeshkilek b'in shnaim l'shloyshe kidolakamon. Le'echod nire ha'shei du mazikoi. By shnaim, eistis, it's nire v'ini mazik. V'omar rav zutre bar tuvye omar rav, ואומרי לו, אומר רב חנה בר ביזנה, אומר רב שמעון חסידה, ואומרי לו, אומר רב יוחנן משום רב שמעון בן יוחאי, נויך לוי לאדם שיפל עצמוי לסייך כפשון האש, ועל ילבים פני חברי ברבים. So the pashtus loshna gemara, it would seem that it is preferable, it's better for the person, saloinzer, שיפל עצמוי לסייך כפשון האש, instead of being goyrem halbonas ponim. The Eitz Yosef says pshat, why is it noyach loy liyodo? So he says, because the aveire, malbim pnei chaveiroi berabim is noyful begehenim, yoyred legehenim. So the eish shall gehenim is 60 times hotter than the hottest eish on this world. So memele, so if a person is afraid of this eish, but he should realize that this eish is 60 times cooler than the other eish, the eish shel gehen. That's one pshat he says. So noyachloi. And then he says another pshat, hamalbim pnei chaveiroi barabim is ma'abid kol zechuyoysov, amayredi kezach, that he loses his zochias, ki zulosoy yoyresh kol chelkoy, amayredi kezach, that if a person is malbim yener, so unruchni is, the same Indian the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Sefer Magid Meshorim, the Chofetz Halbobis brings this down, if a person is mesaper loshon hora on someone else, so lamaise, the person who they spoke of gets his chusim and he gets his averes. It's amir de kecheshbin. Chofetz Chaim says could be that's the reason why it is brought down by a Sefer Lekainet Tzeil, someone should say a Pusik that's like his name. It starts with the name and ends the name. He says, where does the name come in? He says, because a person who's not Nizan and Loshon Hore, he says, I'll come up Yen Avelt, and I don't find in Shlogan them, Yankel, you did this Avere, Bevel, you did this Avere, Chatzko, you did this Avere. He won't know what's Tutsach. Does a Yankel, Mishlok them als Yankel, Mishlok them als Bevel, Mishlok them als Chatzko. He won't know what's happening. So he says, you know why? Because he spoke on Yankel, Chatzko, and Bevel. So he accumulated all their Averes also. So Memele, after Lekain Netzoya, the Egen and Nomen is Genug. So, let's stick with one's own name. So that's by Loshen Hore. But Beit Yosef says it's the same pshat by Malbim Pnei Chaveri also. So Memele, by being Malbim Ponov, he'll lose all his chusim. So it's Kedai, Lahapel Atzmoi B'Kipshon Hei. The question arises, L'chaire, there's a heter of Pikuach Nefoshes. I mean, how can we speak about Averis? I mean, if the alternative is, why isn't there a heter of Pikuach Nefoshes? The Rabbeinu Yoneh in Shari Tshuva says, pshat in this halacha, that just like by the Sholosh Averis, the halacha is that there's a din Yehoreg Va'al Yaver, there is no heter of Pikuach Nefoshes. So, the Avera of Halbonis Ponim is a bezraye, is of Ritziche. And a bezraye of Ritziche. And just like by Ritziche, the aloche is Yehorei Kval Yaver, so Albonas Ponim is also Avak Ritziche. It's not the real Ritziche, but it's a Kein Meise Ritziche. What similarity is there between Halbonas Ponim and Ritziche? So the Rabbeinu Yoneh says, two Dimyoines. Number one, Malbim Pnei Chaveiroi, what does that mean? Malbim Pnei Chaveiroi means that he gets pale, he gets white. Kiponov Yechavru V'nos Mare Ho'idem. That means he looks white like a ghost. He looks, Zal Koponim, this Shvichas Domim, even though it's only Lishor, is also a Maisa Ritziche. That's one reason why it's Domim Ritziche. Another reason why it's Domim Ritziche, Ki tzar halbone mar mimoves. The yagmas nefesh that Yenner gets, that's worse than by mart mot, it's mar mimoves. So therefore it is me'ein retziche. It is me'ein retziche, so therefore the halacha is that by, this is from the Sholosh Averis. The Sholosh Averis, the halacha is Yehori Gval Yaver. Rab Ruben Zechayne Lebroche est amoyre dike kashe on this Rabbeinu Yoneh. The Gemara in Psochim says, how do you know that there's no heter of Pikuach Nefoshes by Ritziche? By all Sholosh Averis, there's no heter. How do you know? So the Gemara says, by Ritziche, there's a Svore. And the case of Ritziche is that someone comes over to Reuven and tells Reuven, listen, either kill Shimon, or if you won't kill Shimon, I'll kill you. So the Gemara says there's a svore that he has no heter to kill Shimon, because my chaz is the domek didoch sumiktvei, ev she domek dechavre sumiktvei. Who says your blood is redder than Yenna? So Rashi explains what is the svore of the Gemara. Rashi explains as follows. Rashi explains that what's the shaila? The shaila is, am I permitted to be over the aveir of Ritzich? What's the shaila? The shaila is because the Torah was matter all Isurim b'mokim pikuach nefoshes. The Rashi says, Choviv nefesh mi Yisrael mikol aveir Hashem b'Torah. That means it's kedai to be over all aveiras, abid at a nefesh Yisrael would be nitzel. That means, so seloinzach to be matzel on nefesh, and even if the price is to be over kol ha-Torah kula. So Rashi says, so this is only, let's say, by Chilul Shabbos. It's kedai to be mechal Shabbos, Al Kaponim will remain alive. But over here, if he'll do the Aveire, Saibasai Nefesh Avuda. Siena will die. What are we accomplishing by being matter to be over the Aveire? We're not accomplishing anything. What? You'll be over this Ratzicha for what? What's that? As a Yidzol Ken 11. Abu Dei Yid Vetchtal. Now what you're saying? But you'll remain alive. So what are you better than Yena? So Memele, so the whole heter of Pikuach Nefoshes does not apply, because we won't accomplish the tachlis of Bikuach Nefoshes, because Nefesh Avud. Therefore, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes. So Rabbi Reuven asks, so this only applies if after the iser etziche, there's someone that's going to die, there'll be a nefesh avude, so there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes. But in the case of the Rabbeinu Yoyne, Malden, the Rabbeinu Barab, mit alle Lomdesin, as he's white as a ghost, the Marmi Mavis. Good, it's an aveira of Ritzicha. That we can understand. But there's no Nefesh Avud over here. Lemaise, noch alle Maises, he's going to be alive, and I'll be alive. So why isn't there a heter of Pikuach Nefosh? Is that Rabbeinu Reuven asked on the Rabbeinu Yoyne? So Rabbeinu Reuven said, Amoyre de Keteres. He said, the Emerson, the Gemara says in Psochim, and in Yuma, wherever the Gemara brings down this halacha, the Gemara says that there's another halacha that is no heter of pikuach nefoshes by Gilei Arayos, by Nara Morosa. Ki kashe yokum ish arayeyu retzochei nefesh, kein adover hazeh. So we're makish Nara Morosa to Ritziche. Just like by Ritziche, the halacha is Yehorig Val Yaver, by Nara Morosa, there's also a din of Yehorig Valyab. We have a hekesh. Now, how do we understand by Nara Morosa, there's no heter of Pikuach Nefoshes? There, Lemaise, we will accomplish something. We'll accomplish it. It's Kedai to be over the Aveir of Gilei Arayos, Kedai to be Matzel as Nefesh. Here you'll accomplish something by being over the Aveir. So, Al Kochach Pshat in the hekesh is, that by Ritzicha the reason is you won't accomplish anything. By Gilei Arayos, the limud is that by Gilei Arayos has the same halacha of Ritzicha, but not the same reasoning of Ritzicha. By Gilei Arayos, the chaymer aveira of Gilei Arayos is not nitter b'mokim pikuach nefoshes. That is lamaisa the limud. I figure out by Ritzicha that there is no heter of pikuach nefoshes because I'm not gaining anything. But the hekish of Gilei Arayos to Ritzicha is that by Gilei Arayos, the chaymer aveir of Gilei Arayos is not nitter b'makim pikuach nefoshes. So Rabbi Reuven says, then we make the hekish back. Then we learn back Ritzicha from Gilei Arayos. Just like by Gilei Arayos, the chaymer aveir of Gilei Arayos does not become mutter b'makim pikuach nefoshes, so now by Ritzicha, the same halacha also applies. The chaymer aveir of Ritzicha is not mutter b'mokim pikuach nefoshes. So therefore, Rabbi Reuven says, so that is the lomdus of the Rabbeinu Yoyne. The Rabbeinu Yoyne, by Malden Nechaveir Barabim, the reasoning of Maichosis, the domedidoch sumik tvei, does not apply by Malden Nechaveir Barabim. But we learn out Ritzicha from pikuach nefoshes, so therefore, we learn now that the aveir of Ritzicha, there's a hekish, the aveir of Ritzicha to the aveir of Gilei Arayos. Just like the aveir of Gilei Arayos, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes. So the aveir of Ritzicha, also there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes. So that is, so lemaise, the noyach loy, the Rabbeinu Yoyne learns, it's not only noyach loy, but the halacha is mechayiv. Sheyapel atzmei l'soich kivshon ha'eish, bal yalbim p'nei chaveiroi berab. Minolon mitomo, shenemar vehi mutzeis, and mutzeis chazal darshin, without the aleph, that lemaise, they started kindling the eish already, and she sent the simonim, and she did not want to be megale who the simonim came from. Let us see what Rashi says. He mutzeis v'shilcha v'ilu behedye loy amra eilu hasimonim shal Yehudahein v'loy ani hore ala le'isha asher eilu loy anoichi hore im yoide Yehuda b'mayde is good v'imlav esorev loy albim pono. Ben Yoda says it is very interesting, the three simonim that she took, the psil and the chosim and the mate, is Rashi Tevis pechom. That means she was mukhen to become burnt to ash if he won't be moide on this simonim. Tanu rabon, heviu lefonov shemen vahodos. Now we brought a person shemen vahodos. So Taisva says, hai shemen lahariyachu. That's how Taisva says. The shemen that was brought over here was lahariyach. the ila haver hazuamo hamrinen bepeirik eilu dvorim da ein bevorchen alo. That shemen that one smears on oneself lahaver hazuamo, that's a nosh lili, that is not, one does not want the benefit, just one wants the siluk of the zuamo, so one does not make a broche. So we are speaking, that's how Taisus learned. So we are speaking about that they brought him shemen lohariach, vahodes lohariach, and the shaila is, which one should he be magdim to make a brocha first? Beishame oimrim mevorich ala shemen, vachar kach mevorich ala hodos. He first makes a brocha on the shemen, and then he makes a brocha on the hodos. What is the svara of, let's say, the svara of Beis Hillel? Mevorech ala hodos, vachakach, mevorech ala shemen. So, Mishnah Berurah says two svaras. One svara is, if the shemen was koilet a reyach from something else, so the hodas is more choshu, because the hodas is a reyach atzmi. The shemen is a reyach that was niklat from something else. And if it's speaking about shemen afar semoin, which we learned yesterday, so hodas is kibir yosoi. That means this, nothing was done. The reyach is natural. The shemen afar semoin al kaponim, a pula had to be done. Gufay Kayim is more choshuv than shemen, since a pula had to be done in order to make that the shemen should be meiled reya. That's the svara of Beis Hillel. We see we paskin like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel mi mevorech ala hodos, v'achar kach mevorech ala shemen. Omar Rabban Gamliel, ani achria. Shemen zochinu l'reichoi, v'zochinu l'sichosoi. That shemen has a different chshivas. Shemen has a chshivas that it has a shimush of sicha also. Hodos l'reichai zachinu l'sichosai loy zachinu. Hodos only has one shimush. So it seems Ram Gamliel is machria like Beshama. It's not like the hachra of all over. Hachra usually is that someone is the miktsas, says a svar of this, or a third, a bashlishis. Rabbi Gamliel says he holds Beshama is gerech. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kedivrei amachria, and we paskin here like Beshama, and you mevorchim ala shemen. Rav Pope ikla lebei Rav Hune, berei de Ravike, aisu lekamayu shemen vohodos. They brought shemen vohodos. Shokol Rav Pope borich ahodos. He made a broch ahodos bereishim. Vahoda borich Hashemen. He did not like Rabbi Yechon. He did like Beis Hillel. Amra lei, leisova lamar, halochi kedivrei amachia. Don't you hold, Rabbi Yechon and said we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. He's machia. Amra lei, hochi yama rova halochi ki Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yechon said halochi is like Rabbi Gamliel, but rova said halochi ki Beis Hillel. So there's a girsa here which the Rif wasn't geiris, but upon him Rashi was geiris. Loihi. Rav never said the halacha was like Beis Hillel. Lishtemutei nafshei hu da'ovid. We'll see Rashi. It's a very interesting Gemara. But first of all, we'll see that Rashi learns a different pshat in the Gemara. Shemen v'hodos. So Rashi says, b'soif ha'sude, shemen losech yodov lahavir zu amas ha'ichlem. So the shemen, Rashi says, was not brought to smell. The shemen was brought to have zuam as oichlem, v'hodas l'reach k'moy shemal. So it's very schwer. Taisus brought a gemore and daf nun gimel. The gemore and daf nun gimel says that if it's l'haver as a zume, ein mevorchin ala. So let us see the gemore and daf nun gimel for 1 minute. The gemore and daf nun gimel on medalev. It is where the small nun is. around the two lines above the Gilyan Ashas on the left. Omar Rav Huna psomim shel beis hakisei v'shemen ha'osi lahavir asazuma ein mevolchen olav. You don't make a broch. So Rashi says, shemen ha'osi lahavir asazuma shemevien b'soif asude losach yedayim mezuhameis who mevusim b'psomim. This shemen is mevusim b'psomim. Ein mevolchen olav. So Rashi is a nupshat in the Gemara. Ein mevolchen olav boirei atzei psomim. That means we had learned before in the beginning of the sugya today that we had mishchekvishe, mishchetchine, according to Rashi, one makes boirei atzei psomim. But if he's taking this lahavir es azume, the tachlis is not the reyach. The tachlis is lahavir es azume. So one does not make boirei atzei psomim because the tachlis is not the psomim. Elo boirei shemen orev mevolchen. Yeah. Im shemen shalafarsimen who the shleimer mishnose is moichik. One makes boirei shemen orev. Boho di omar bekeitzad mevolchen. Hay mishre kvishe utchine mevolchen ala boire yatzei psomim. How you do make boire yatzei psomim? Loi bebo besoy chasude koma. That is not if it's used lahavir asazume, ela bebo lahoriach. And the problem is, Taisvis and Afnun Gimel also says like Rashi. Taisvis brings down Rashi's pshat. Perish Rashi mi mevolchen ala boru shebo shemenori. Podo molel keitze mevolchen, mishra kvish mevolchen ala boire yatzei psomim, hayne bebo lahoriach, loi maizhi besoy chasude. So al koponim, this gemore that Taisvis brings by us, Rashi never had this Gemara. It is very interesting that there's a new Svara now that it's Lahavir Azume has using it for Sichen, it has a Reyach, so to make a Broch on the Reyach behead you don't make Boi Reyatze Psomi. But this Broch Boi Rey Shemen Orei one does make an asicha lahavir azum. That is al kaponim shitas rashi. Ani achriya letzad beishamai. Zochinu lereichay lasichosoy. Kigoin mishche kvishe. Hilkoch shemen odiv. The Shleimer Mishnasoy says, according to Rashi, we can understand Ram Gamliel's svara better. That means, was geit meron that shemen is good lasicha. But according to Taisus, we're not using it now for Sikha, we're using it now lahariyah. According to Rashi, Fakert, in this Sir Gufe, you're deriving two benefits. So even though on Sikha, there's no broche, but somehow, we have to know Klo the Svara, but somehow or other, if a person is puts a dover hameriach, esoch b'shemen, shemeriach lahave razume, then one does make a broche. In the al kaponim, it seems there is a double hano involved. There's hano asreyach and hano asich. V'loihi. So the Gemara says, that what Rav Pope said, that Rove paskin like Beis Hillel, loi oma Rove hilchesike Beis Hillel. Rove never said hilchesike Beis Hillel. Elo Rav Pope ichsiv lefi sheto v'hish mit atzmoi bekach. A very interesting anhoge. It was a very embarrassing situation. They asked him, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin liked the Machia. So he said, yeah, but Rabbi Paskin liked Beis Hillel. It's not true. L'chayre, the Geharta Shaila, that's the Ritzvah's Meire, that's a little bit according to Mitnatu Gefelech. But the way Rashi says, Dachsmet is Gefelech. The Mishnah Berurah says, this whole Shaila, you have Shemen and Hodos, and you have a Shiloh, which one to be Magdim? That is, Davke, if one is not more Choviv than the other. We had Lalocha, we Paskin, if you have two Minim, we learned before by Peres, if you have two Minim, Ein Bechos and Shodis, so there's a Maila of Choviv, then you take Choviv. So Mishnah Berurah says that this Gemara is speaking about that there was no Chavivis of one more than the other. So therefore, so then we have to know which is more choshev. Shemen more choshev is hodas more choshev. That's the pilpul. So l'chayre, if Rav Pope wanted to avoid an embarrassing situation, why do you have to say Rove Paskin like Beis Hillel, which is mamish shablon fly? I mean, Let him say that he wants to avoid the bezyonis. Let him say it's chaviv, finished. Chaviv, then you could be magdim the shemen to the hodas. Why did he have to say such a? It could be the Ben Yoyada says that what Rava said, that Rava Paskin, that what Rapop said, Rava Paskin like Priscilla, that's true. Not this machloikis. It's not a machloikis, a Rava Paskin like Priscilla. So Mamela. So in another machloikis, Rava Paskin like Beis Hillel. So he's telling the truth. That what they, he says, Rava Paskin like Beis Hillel. That what they assume in this machloikis, he Paskin according to the Beis Hillel. That's their toys. So it could be this is a better lie. Because he's not saying a lie at all. He just did what Yaakov Avinu said, Esav ani, Esav b'chayrecha. He's saying the same thing what Yaakov Midas Ha'emes said. He's not saying anything. They're nodding themselves up. If he would say it's chaviv, that's a lie, Taki. Here he said, Rav Paskin like Beis Hillel. He meant another machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So the Ben Yoyada asks, but it's dangerous what he said. Rav Paskin like Beis Hillel, but people will understand that Rav Paskin like Beis Hillel and the Loch is Taki, not like Beis Hillel. So he says there were two types of people there. There were Amaratzim and Talmidei Chacham. He says, that what he was ashamed of, he was afraid of the Amaratzim. The Talmidei Chachamim, no. He understand, person can make a toys and everything. I mean, it's no problem. But the Talmidei Chachamim would tell them right away it's a toys. No, the Amaratzim would get, they would already get a wrong picture already. Oh, no. So for the Amaratzim, he said, Rava Paskin like Beis Hillel. So Memele, that, the Kveida Teira was insured. Later, he went and told the Talmidei Chachamim that I didn't really... He told them the truth later. He told them that the Amaratzim left, he told them the truth. So the Talmidei Chachamim weren't left with a choice. I mean, they found out that Rav Paskin like Pesilla means in another case, not in this case. The Amaratzim, Geitzei Stamazei Nishtan, what Taloch is like. Dika was, they would like to check it with Rav Popper. So the Mele, so here Rav Popper was saved, and that was the end of the story. Tana Rabbon, Heviu Lifneyem Shemen V'Yayin. Here we have a different machloikis to be Magdim Shemen, or according to Rashi, it's Siche Shemen V'Yayin. Beishamei Oimrim, which one should one be Magdim? Oiches HaShemen B'Yiminoi V'Shayayin B'Smoiloi. Sagabucha, from here we see that the thing that one makes the bracha on first, one should be Oiches B'Yiminoi. V'Shayayin B'Smoiloi. Mevorech al HaShemen, וחייזר מבורך על היין. ויסילו לא אמרים, איכס עש היין בימיני, ועש השמן בשמאלוי, מבורך על היין, וחייזר מבורך על השמן. So here המחלוקת, to be magdim, שמן to יין, or יין to שמן. This is very interesting. It's brought down in Hilchos Havdalah, that Shas Havdalah, one should hold the kais in his right hand, the psalmim in the left hand. So when you make the Boyer Pri Yagofen, the Kais is in the right hand. This is Mevorech Al Hayayin. Then the Ramah says that when you make the Baruch and the Psalmim, so you switch hands. So the Kais should be in the left hand, and the Psalmim should be in the right hand, because now being Mevorech and the Psalmim. The reason you're holding the Kais is because they were Mesakin that these Baruches should be Al Kais. So therefore you still should hold the Kais. But the Kais should be in the left hand. The Goyin says, from this Gemara, it doesn't seem like that. The Gemara does not say you switch. That means if you started with one and then you do the other, the one you started off with, you start off with, and then it doesn't say you marzer. The Goyin says could be, for now Gemara would seem that you don't have to switch over there either. Al Koponim, we hear Be'am Achloikis Be'Shamei Be'Silam. After he smears his hands with the Shemen, V'tochoi B'Roish HaShamesh, then the extra shemen that's on the it's on his hands, and the shemen smells very good, is v'tochay b'roish hashamesh. So he smears it on the roish of the shamesh, and that's how he gets rid of the smell. V'im shamesh talmud chacham hu, tochay b'kais. We'll see in a minute what's pshat, what's the chilek if he's a talmud chacham or not a talmud chacham. Mipnei shegnai le talmud chacham Lotzeis Lishuk Shehu Mevusim. Because a Talmud Chacham, it's a gnai for a Talmud Chacham to go Lishuk Shehu Mevusim. So that is smelling good, and we'll see why in a minute. Tana Rabban, Shisha Dvorim Gnailoi Le Talmud Chacham. al yetzei kshehu mevusam l'shuk. He should not go out. Seems the makir is a masechtes derech eretz. He should not go out mevusam l'shuk. Perfumed. Val yetzei yechidi balaylo. Val yetzei b'min olayim hametuloyim. Val yisaper im isha b'shuk. Val yasei b'chabure shalame ha'oretz. He shouldn't sit together with amaratzim. Val yikonis b'chayin ala beis hamedim. Yes, Oimrim, afloy afsiya psiya gase, you should not make a psiya gase, or yahalech bekoimus kufa, you should not walk standing up straight. Now the Gemara is going to explain all these halachas. Al yeitzeik shuhu mevusam leshuk, omar rav ava bereide rav chiyah barabe, omar rav yoichanin, bemokim kshechshudim al mishkav zochu, that the neighborhood there are people which are choshed al mishkav zocho. So if he'll be mevusim, they'll be choshed him why does he smell so well? So mestame, he's going for that purpose. There's a meredik iyun yakev. The iyun yakev clears a shaila. This is also for a Talmud. A Talmud Chochem is not permitted to go out. What about not a Talmud Chochem? So they say, even a Talmud Chochem. So the Iyun Yaakov says, no, you can't say even a Talmud Chochem, because it says before that when he has the Shemen, he goes and puts it on the Rosh of the Shamash. The Shamash is a Talmud Chochem, he has problems, then he does it on the wall. But if the Shamash is not a Talmud Chochem, then he puts it on the Rosh of the Shamash. So it seems only a Talmud Chochem is also. So l'chayre, what's pshat? Afke Talmud Chochem. She says, yeah. Because mi shegodl mechaveire yitzri godl bimeno. The Amoritzim won't be choshed. Most half as the Talmud Chochem, they'll be choshed. Because mi shegodl mechaveire yitzri godl bimeno. Mirdiki in Yaki. Omar Rav Sheishes, lo yamorom elo bibigdoi. This was only said, Bibigdoi, if the begodim are mevusim, avol begufoi zeyem avrolei. So there the vusam and cholam of an azel chazachin. Why that is mevasim the begodim? So will be choishet him. But begufoi zeyem avrolei. The reason he did this because he wanted to be mavr the zuam the zeyem. Omar Rav Popa. Now there's a shaila v'saroi. If he put psomim on his seyo, on his hair. Is this kibigdoi domi? Others say that this is bigdoi, because it's not a mokim zeye. So memele, he's only doing it for a purpose of chet. Omri la kigufoi domi. Omri la kigufoi domi. That there is zeye besare. Let us see Rashi. Shemen v'yayin, zeh yayin shalacha hamozim, ve'ein zeh koi shal broche, choyzim avoich ala yayin, kidoim v'choyl, shein hayayin kva, ve'ein hayayin shal v'nei hamozim poitcha, that's what we learned before, that there's no kviyas of yayin, therefore, even though he drank wine before the mozim, will not part the yayin shalach hamozim. Shemen b'minoi, lefi she'olov mevorech tchila, mevorech ala shemen, v'ere shemen oreh, v'choyl, this is speaking about sich again. V'tochei b'reish ha-shamesh, k'day shula yeitzei b'yodov mevusomeis b'shuk, shignayu l'talmud chochom, shechshudim ha-mishkav zocho, mevasmei matchnevei shiis avu lehem, v'sari kebigdei domi, lo shchiyach b'zeye, v'omri lo ki gufoi, v'shchiyach b'zeye, that is shchiyach zeye. I really don't understand the whole sugya. The Gemara says that begufoi it is mutter, b'mokim zeye it is mutter. Now Rashi learns this sugya speaking about that it was soch yodov. Rashi, that's the shemen over here. The shemen is talking about la'acher hamozin. They were soch yodov v'alz the zuam, like Rashi said before. So what's wrong with the by gufoi b'mokim zeye it is mutter? And Yodav Zuham Eislachet also should be mutter. So why all of a sudden, what is the problem over here? Yeah. I really don't understand. There's a Shaila, the Goy wants to bring a Raya that the Gemara says that the Shamash is a Talmud Chocham. So we shouldn't do it al roishay. So the Gemara says, so the Goyin says, from here's the raya that saroi kibigdoi domi. Because if it's saroi kagupi, what's wrong with the saroi al roishay? Unless it's speaking about, others want to say, speaking about roishay that's not the mokim zeya. Period. Bal yeitze yechidi balaylo. Mishum chshodo. Or bichoshet him. What's the chosh? What is he going at night? Shows nus. Haitel le bichoshet talmud chochem. V'loy amoron elad le kviya le idne. That he doesn't have a kviyas to learn with his Rebbe. Avul kviya le idne meide yediye de le idne ka'oza. But if he has a kviyas, so Rashi says, the le kviya le udne shle kovi le rabbe kviyas le lamde balayla. So memeila, so there's a kasha, so what is he doing going out in the middle of the night? But if he has a shiur with the Rebbe, so memeila, there's no pshat. The Chasdei David says pshat in posik, l'rosha omar l'kim malacho l'saper chukais. He says, amol l'rosha is afraid of b'choshetim. So he makes a seder. So l'rosha m'kim malacho l'saper chukai, v'atisa b'risi aleificha, m'risa gana v'atira tzimim na'afim chelkecha. He says, you first make a seder, so people know you're going out to learn. Then geis tishayim na'afim chelkecha. So memeila, so he says, that's l'rosha omar l'kim malacho l'saper chukai. Artas oisei kardem lachpoi bo. Mach nicht de teil soll sich begrubben mit dem Teure. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Al kaponim, weiter. Val yeitzei bibin alayim amatuloyim. One should not go out with patch shoes. Misayle rabchiyya barabe. Doma rabchiyya barabe. Gnai le talmud chochem she yeitzei bibin alayim amatuloyim. So the Gemara says, eini barabchiyya barabe nofik. He went out with menolayim amatuloyim, with the patch shoes, ama mazuta bereid rav nachmin, one patch is nishkepelech, betlai agabi tlai. But a double patch is a shayin, the veloy amoran ele bepansa. Bepansa is the upper chelik of the shoe. Avo begilde, the sole of the shoe, less lambo. Bepansa le amoran ele beuchev, is yaitzele derech, avo bebeise less lambo. Veloy amoran ele beyemaisa chamo, that one, it's noticeable. Of the Meisak Shomim, that the shoe was usually full with mud, so it's Nishkefel, less lumber. By Yisaper im Isha Bishuk, Omar Rav Chizde, Vafilo hi Ishtoi. Afilo, this is Ishtoi, one, he should not be Misaper. Tanyina Mihochi, Afilo hi Ishtoi, Vafilo hi Bitoi, Vafilo hi Achoisoi, Vafishein Akel, Bikiyim, Bikrevoisoi. It's Meiridik, that he had a Seder at night that they knew. But this was his wife, this was his daughter, this was his sister, that no one knew. They kept, because that was, they were tuned in for Ruchnius. This was, they never, Agavucha, what's with Imoi? So Imoi, the Ben Yehuda wants to say, Imoi could be, if his mother comes in, there's a Shail of Kibud Eim. So Dan, this is only a Shad, and there's a Shail of Kibud Eim, his mother might get Valedik, so then it's Mutter. This is dangerous. If he's sitting together with Amaratzim, it's Moshech. They'll call him an otzel. Or the Marsho says Peseya, that he's Peseya al Rosh Yam Kodesh. That means they used to sit on the ground and he'll walk in, so it's Derech Kaiven, if he's walking over them. V'yesh oimrim af lo yafsiya psiya gase. V'omar mar, psiya gase noiteles echot mitof kuf mimoyer einov shel odom. The person who walks up psiya gase, it takes away 1/500th of his sight. Maita kante, lahadre b'kdusha de beishimshe, he should drink the kais of kiddush balaylo, and that's a refuah. The Rif asks, so what does this have? It's gnai for what does this have to Talmud Chochem? This is a sakone. What does this have to Talmud Chochem? So the Rif wants to say a teretz as follows, because he says there's another kasha. He says it takes away, but there's an eitzah. There's a refuah. You can get it back to the yain shel kiddush. So he says a chochem einav b'roisha. You don't get sick and then take refuah. That's a gnai. Now, Ma'oretz, he does such a thing, Memela, but the Gnaila Talmud Chochem is to do such an hoge, that means he's running, he's gonna weaken his eyes, then he has an Eitzah. That's what the Rif Nein Yakid says. The Ben Yoyodo says, the Gnai for Talmud Chochem is as follows. that the Gemara says that if a Pasuk says, Ke'asheichet ya'aver eini chachamim, if his eyes will get weak, people will be teila talmud chachem, that's not because he ran. That was Ke'asheichet ya'aver eini chachamim. So for talmud chachem, it's a gnai. He shouldn't wait till Shabbos. If his eyes are weak in the middle of the week, Moshen given him a Hashem that he's mekabel sheichet. So mamela, so therefore it's a gnai for talmud chachem. While Yahalach became a scoop, the Omar Maram Halach became a scoop, a fellow of Amis, Kilo Deiche, Kragle Shine, receive Moloi, Chol, Ha'orez, Kiboide. Rashi, Dlekvile Idnish, Lekobla Rabbi Kvis, Lamde Belailo, Bepanse, and Punya Bela, Shal Gabi Herege, Gilde, Ekev, Shekairin, Shula, that's the soul. Bimoi Sakshomim, Atit Mechase, so they won't see the patch. That's a school to bring back the Ma'oy Reinai. Taisves, Hochi Amarove, Hilchese, Kebeisilu, Voloihi, Lishtamute, Napshi, Udekovit, Kach Kosovis, Vom Shalonu, of a Perish Rashi, yeah. Aber Rav Alfes Posse, ke Rove Mashmish, loi hoi geiris besitroi, loi hi, and tak ke Rove Paskin, like Beisilu.